Welcome to the Immigrant Stories Program. I'm your host, Walter Gallagher, and my interview today is with Lucy Moncada Arcila. Lucy came to the United States from Cali, Colombia in 2010 and began working at Alpine Bank as their Latino Services Coordinator. For the last 9 years, she's been making banking more accessible to Latinos across the state. Accessibility is a passion for Lucy. She has spent her 30-year career helping people gain access to the goods and services they need to live a better life. We started our conversation with a look back on Lucy's childhood. What was it like growing up in Cali?
I was very happy when I was a children, a little kid there, because my mom was that kind of person to teach us a lot of values. When I was growing up, I had a lot of friends in Cali, in my neighborhood, in the elementary school, high school, middle school, and high school. When I graduated from high school, I was working for 5 years because my passion was to work with the community.
Growing up, did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had 2 sisters and 1 brother. My brother is in Cali, yet I had 2 sisters here. Yeah.
Tell me about your mother.
My mother is Gladys Arcila de Moncada. She was married, but she divorced too from our father.
So did you have to grow up without your
father
around?
With my mom and with my uncles.
So you never really knew your father?
Yes, I know him, but I never wanted to be with him. I only say hello sometimes, and that's it. Fortunately, we lived with my mom and my uncles in Cali, and my father was in Pereira. It was easy for us that don't pay attention to him. Yeah, I say that because I feel so proud of my mom, because she made the decision to leave him. For that decision, we had the great opportunity to be the person that we are now, my brother and my sister. We never feel that we needed our parents in front of us, because we had 4 parents in front of us. It was amazing.
So your uncles were your fathers,
exactly.
Really?
But especially Gonzalo, because he brought out that we needed to stay in the good life. We always had one of the best lives that the people need to have to grow. Yeah.
So were there hard times for you as a little kid? As it difficult times?
Maybe when I was in the elementary school, I feel that I miss my father a little bit, and I was very sad for that at the beginning. But when I asked my mother what happened with him, and she explained to me the reason that she decided to leave him, I feel so happy and very grateful with her because she made that decision. He never beat her, but he tried maybe sometimes, and he feels enriched. She feels enriched, and she decides, no, that maybe it's no good idea to stay here with my little children. So because all of us were little when she decided to leave him.
So he was threatening her, and she realized that it was not only not good for her, but not good for you.
Exactly. Yeah, she was really smart.
So you talked about after high school, you worked in the community. What kind of things did you do?
I was a social worker for many years, maybe for 2 years. When I was working with what organization called Foster Parent Plans International.
Foster Parent Plans?
Plan International.
International,
yeah. Huh. When they put a poster in the newspaper that they needed people who would like and enjoy to work with girls, and I say, maybe this is good for me, and I did it. And was the moment that I understood that I needed to go to the university to be a social worker. And finally, when I graduated, I took my time to graduate because when I married, I stopped my university classes. I paid attention to my son for some years. And later, I decided to graduate. I came back to the university and graduated.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Immigrant Stories program. I'm your host, Walter Gallagher. And my interview today is with Lucy Moncada Arcila. Lucy grew up in Cali, Colombia, the daughter of a single mother. She realized when she was a child that she wanted to devote her life to helping others. So social work is always, working with people has always been something important to you.
For me, definitely, yeah. I work with every kind of people that you imagine it. The people who is not good people. And I work with them, with people who use drugs.
So people, you were in some dangerous places then, right?
For many, many years.
Yeah, social worker in the barrios of Cali were probably, it was probably pretty dangerous.
I enjoyed it. I don't know. I don't feel scared to do that because the people enjoy to work with me and I feel so comfortable with them. They support me, whatever I request from them. Was easy for me. At the beginning, maybe no. But when I was there and they know me, they say, okay, Lucy, we can do this project and we can do possible this job for our people and for your, the organization that you represent here. At the beginning, it was really hard, but...
Yes, I'm sure. I mean, Lucy on her first day in the barrio was probably...
I feel in risk only one time that I feel really scary. When I was worried with the bands in the Distrito Agua Blanca.
When you say bands, are you talking about gangs?
Gangs, exactly. Gangs. Exactly. When I was working in that place with that kind of groups... The leader of the gangs who I was working with, he told me that my other co-workers and I were in risk because one of the men of the group decided to, or was thinking to do an assault, sexual assault.
Really?
In one of the, my co-workers. And when he told me that he requested me to lead the program, and because he say, in my group decide to do that, Lucy, I need to do that too because I am the leader, and I don't like to toss you. I love you because you help me and my group a lot. I need that you talk with your co-workers and. Please request them to lead this program. This is the moment that you need to go. And I say, really? And I cry because he told me that. And I wasn't ready to lead the program in that moment.
So he said the leader of the gang came to you and said, you and your co-workers are in danger.
Exactly.
You need to leave.
Exactly.
Because if they decide to do something, I have to join with them. And
exactly,
do this.
Because he was the leader. When he told me that, I say, okay, maybe it's time to go.
You didn't argue with him, I wouldn't
imagine. No. We didn't have any option. And we explained that to our supervisor there. He say, okay, it's better to leave the program here and we need to move any different place. And we did it. We moved to other neighborhoods in Cali.
Why wouldn't they want that kind of help? What was their problem?
Okay, the problem, the program intended to change a little bit the habits that they had because they assault the people with guns, with knives and whatever. During the time that we were there, fortunately, we convinced them to, instead to do that, to stay with us and organize soccer team.
So you were trying to organize the kids and have programs for
them
and maybe help the women understand
Yeah.
That was probably threatening to the gang leaders.
Yeah.
They didn't want that kind of intervention.
Mm, yeah, well, that was really hard for me, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, when the gang leader comes and says, you need to leave because this is about to happen, mm-hmm. I don't know that there'd be too many people who would say, no, yeah. I'm not leaving.
But he made it that maybe because throughout the program, I helped a lot of many of these, I say children, because maybe he was the older person in that group. He was maybe 23 years old.
Okay. So they were just kids.
Yeah, all of them were kids. And
So he knew that this was about to happen. It wasn't a threat. He told you to leave because he knew this plan was already underway.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Immigrant Stories program. I'm your host, Walter Gallagher, and my interview today is with Lucy Moncada Arcila. Lucy's experience working with gangs in Cali early in her career didn't discourage her. In fact, it strengthened her resolve to work for social change. She enrolled in the university and got her degree in social work. And while she was studying, she was doing the work, helping families and their children build homes and strengthen their communities. Lucy spent 13 years helping poor neighborhoods secure better housing. From there, she went to work for the city of Cali doing community outreach and development. Then she spent a year helping establish the Banco de Mujeres, a women's bank dedicated to better access for women. From the bank, she moved to working as a counselor in the Cali's elementary and high schools. 6 years later, she was working as an administrator for the city of Cali when she got the call from her uncle Gonzalo.
He starting to feeling sick, and he asked me for a favor to quit my job, to pay attention on him.
To quit your job and kind of help him.
Exactly, to help him.
So he knew he was really sick.
Yeah, and he demands me to manage all his business that he...
What kind of business was he in?
He has a... to stores in Cali to sell products like glasses, pencils.
In the United States, we'd call it a general store.
Exactly, general store, but it was in the good place in Cali. And I was worried because I had my boy in that moment, my son, and I asked him, how can I pay for the things that I need for my son? And he said, you don't need to worry for that. Please, I need someone that I feel comfortable.
So he would take care of you and your son. How old was your son then?
In that moment, he has maybe 12 years old. Yeah. And I did it. I quit my job, started to work for him. I feel very good to support him when he needed to go to visit the doctors because he needed a surgery. Unfortunately, he went in coma. Was very hard for all of us, for all my family, especially my mom and siblings. We feel so sad to see him in that conditions. He was in the hospital for 10 months, and after that, he died.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
It was very hard moments for us.
Because he was so important in your lives.
But 1 month before that he died, thieves came to my house.
Thieves?
The robbers.
Robbers came to your house.
Robbers.
Well, so your uncle was in the hospital.
In the hospital, but I was in my home when another uncle, he and my nephew, in that time my nephew has 5 years old. They don't use masks, they show their faces, we can see all the people, but they had guns, they had a lot of guns.
How many of them?
One of the men, for example, two of them, had in his hands 2 guns at the same time. And one of them took me and approached the wounds over my one in my body and the other one in my face.
So he had a gun in your at your head.
Yeah, and, it was very, very. I feel so. I would say
scared.
Scared with that, but I felt more scared to see how the other man put the guns near to my nephew.
So he pointed the guns at this little 4-year-old, 5-year-old kid.
Exactly. And I feel worse for that situation, not for myself. I felt worse for my nephew. But I asked him, please, don't do nothing. And you can't take everything that you want to take here in home. And the man who was requesting me things, he told me, you know, Miss Lucy, we know, Miss Lucy, that you had you are the person who manages the money here. We need that money with us, for us. And I say, but I don't have money here. The money is in the bank. So we can go to the bank.
So they knew that you were managing your uncle's affairs.
Yeah, they know that. Money. I don't know why.
So did they take you to the bank?
No. They didn't like to go to the bank. But I understood later why, because in the bank they had cameras there.
Yeah, so they would be identified.
They prevent that the cameras didn't see them throughout that.
So what did they take?
Nothing.
They left?
Nothing, only they took the jewelry from my mom and from myself and a few money that we had in home that moment because we used the bank all time, fortunately.
Yeah, so you didn't have anything.
Exactly, we didn't have
a lot of money. Did they tear your house apart or did they take your word for that you didn't have anything?
We had only the money that we need to pay for groceries, for some bills, like electricity and cell phone.
You must have been so traumatized.
Yeah, it was really hard experience. Fortunately, my mom wasn't there.
Your mom was away that day?
Yeah.
My mom
was in the hospital with my uncle in that moment.
Did you recognize any of these people?
I recognized in the fish rower, I recognized one man. That man was a policeman.
He was a policeman?
There was a policeman, yeah. But nothing happened with him, nothing. The only thing that happened was that I feel more scary about that. Because he's a man, work with the police department, and they will protect maybe that man instead of us, And I feel so scary for that. Fortunately, nothing happened with my family or members or with myself. But later in 20, they came to my house again, but were different people.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize any of them.
So how do they get in? Do they just knock the door?
In the first robbery, they got money. They took money because my son has a little money in home. The other money he put it in the bank. But the few amount that he has in home, he took that and he leave the house. He don't rob it, nothing is there. Yeah.
How did they get into your house? Did they break the door?
They knocked the door. And unfortunately, I was the person who opened the door to them because they wear the police uniforms.
Police uniforms.
Exactly. When I saw that, I say, what happened here? And I opened the door because in that moment, we respect a lot
of course, they look like uniform. The police.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is one of the ways that the people are doing that
in
Colombia.
Robbers use
special uniforms to get in houses. Yeah. And that happened with us. Unfortunately, I was the person who opened the door. And I believe me, I feel so bad for that. And I maybe thought about that for years. After that, I understood, wasn't my fault because how can I know that they are the wrong people?
No, most everybody would make that mistake and open the door if you have a police uniform on.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Immigrant Stories program,
And my guest today is Lucy Moncada Arcila, who immigrated from Cali, Colombia in 2010. Lucy has just described the trauma of two home invasions.
Okay, after that, my life changed a lot. When I went outside to my house, I feel really
scared
outside.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel very comfortable there anymore.
Yeah, you were traumatized.
Exactly. After that, one month later, my uncle died. I needed to organize all the papers that maybe...
So you were in charge of your uncle's businesses.
You needed to explain how I used the money.
Did your uncle's businesses then have to close because he had died?
No, that continued working, and I continued management them. That after the court say you can't do that anymore.
So the court said that you weren't in charge anymore.
Exactly. Three months later, yeah.
Who took over the businesses?
The court. The court controlled that. Yeah.
They kind of took over on behalf of the family, his brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
And so, to prevent what they might have thought that you were somehow going to try to take his money.
I was very organized with that situation.
Yeah, of course.
I was very organized.
But that was the problem. They wanted to make sure. So did this start you thinking that you needed to leave the country?
I go back again to try to find a job after my uncle died. When I was in that process, I had the opportunity to come here. And I say, okay, I will do. Because I tried to find a job here in Cali and nothing happened.
How did you choose Colorado? What was it about Colorado from Colombia?
Because my sister, Jenny, lived here. She lives here from half-time in Colorado and half-time in Florida. And she asked me what I think to come here, to Colorado. And I say, I don't know. I don't know Colorado. She say to me, it's a beautiful place, safe place, and you will be better here instead in Cali with the experience that you had in the past.
She was worried about your safety.
Yeah, always. She's very worried for all of us, yeah.
Are you glad you came to Colorado?
Of course, yeah.
Did anybody else from your family come? I mean,
I had I had here two sisters. My mom is with me. She stayed with me home.
Your mom came. All right.
And
so it's a good life here?
Yeah, it's very quiet here. You don't feel stressed for a lot of cars outside or for the noise because the people use the music in the cars.
Mm-hmm. So when you look back on your career, you've spent your whole career as an independent woman taking care of your son and taking care of people, you're working in the community, mm-hmm. working for folks who have less than probably you do, but
mm-hmm. yeah.
What inspired that? Who's the person that...
Maybe the person who inspired me to be that I am was my uncle Gonzalo. Because he was that kind of person who likes to help other people. He helped all his family. And I grow seeing that throughout my life. How he support the family. How he helped some people, doesn't matter who are there. When you see that kind of person in your life or you grow with that person around you, you feel that you need to do something like that. And that happened with me.
Well, you've spent over 30 years helping people in various jobs and social work.
Yeah.
I think your uncle Gonzalo would be very, very proud.
Yeah, he told me that.
He told me that. Yeah, I'm sure he did. Well, the spirit of Gonzalo lives on in you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucy.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Joe, for the interview.
That was Lucy Moncada Arcila. Lucy hasn't slowed down since she landed in the United States in 2010. Today she travels the state working with Latino residents in Alpine Bank's 38 locations. She is also serving as president of Roaring Fork Club Rotario, where Spanish-speaking Rotarians gather every week. You've been listening to the Immigrant Stories program. If you'd like to hear more immigrant stories, please go to our website, immigrantstories.net. Or you can subscribe online wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for tuning in.